Good morning, we are here. Give us a moment. It is December the 2nd, 2013. New moon in Sagittarius. Let us begin. There has been a lot of change coming about within the last 12 moons. And here you are in the last moon now of 2013. You're in Sag, which is very close to the galactic center. And you are lining up with the galactic center in such a way that the amount of energies that can reach the Earth through the spiral arms, through the ethers, is vast. And we know we say this often, and many people are like, oh, vast energy, vast energy, vast energy. But what you have not really grasped is that this energy isn't electrical. You're not going to light light bulbs with it, and it isn't heat related, or it's not going to melt the polar ice caps. It is energy of the life force. Life force energy is on the rise on this planet. And so that is going to bring a lot of unfolding energy into the individuals. Individuals are really beginning to feel, those who have been working with this energy and those who have not, we will all begin to feel more of an expansion within yourselves, a growth spurt, if you will. And for many, that growth spurt finds its way into activities, things that they do. They find themselves working harder on the things that they love. They find themselves learning new things and really focusing into those new things, completing things, things that have been on the back burner for a long time. And so that's the kind of energy that's really coming in. And we want you to imagine, we're not sure how many of you are aware of this, but there's a thing called the Yeni patterns. And these are, they're called cymatic Yeni patterns, and they are made on plates or other things that vibrate, and you make sand and you make other materials vibrate and they create patterns. And if you have ever watched any of these Yeni videos, and they are on YouTube now and the internet, you will see that there's a point in time where you move from one pattern to another where there appears to be chaos on the plates. The sand just seems to blur into this big blurriness of chaotic activity. And then, as the frequency improves and moves back into a resonant pattern-making frequency, the new pattern comes into place. And it is usually different. It is usually, if the frequency is being upgraded or moved forward, a higher pitch or whatever, it becomes a higher order of order, a higher degree of order. And that is where you are moving. You are moving from a place where the energies have kept you in a certain pattern. And that pattern has been in your thinking. That pattern has been in your finances. That pattern has been in the way that you all live on the planet. And individual countries and in individual human beings, you all have these patterns that you have been quite okay with. Some have been given to you from your parents and your cultures. Some you have gotten on your own. But all of them have been patterns that have been within the frequency range of what was hitting the Earth at that time, and now it is moving to a higher frequency. And so many of those old patterns do not hold any longer. They really just don't hold any longer. And so as you find yourself in this last moon of the year, moving now into 2014 and later in the year, moving out of the Chinese year of the snake, which is also connected to all of this, you will find yourself like the snake shedding its skin. moving out of that previous existence into a new, into a new and expanded reality. And so we know we bring this up often, and we know we have said this on many times, but there comes a point in time where it becomes visceral. You begin to know it because you feel it, because you see it, because you live it. And that is the time you are in now. You are really moving out of the patterns of the last cycle and moving into the patterns of this new cycle of energies. And this is the way of evolution. This is the way of Prime Creator's plans, how you move through these places. And as you shed the previous, that which would cling to that previous can still be there. If you cling to the previous, if you want to hang on to the dead skin of the snake, fine. You will be left in that attic place where the snake moved through and left it, and that is where you will be. But those who will follow, move forward, you will find yourselves now in a new place with new flexibility, new energy, new resources to build the next layer of existence. And this is a pattern. It has happened many times before. This is not the first time. And so those of the higher realms, those who have been watching your planet, have been waiting for this particular time. It is like they have been watching the Earth Sphere Terra, the solar system, move through this darker period, and we're not interested in that darker period. How many of you know people who go south for the winter? They see the winter coming and they board up their home and they put the little things over it so the dust doesn't get on stuff, and they leave and they go south. They go to Florida or someplace like that. There are many who do this or used to do this. And that is what some of the higher energies have done. They retreated from the rigidity, cold, dogmatic existence that was moving in and waiting for things to warm up. And now they are. So you are seeing these energies move back here, like the geese coming back in the summertime. Like the ducks and whatever that fly back, the migrations. So there's a great migration now of higher energies returning to the Earth, returning to this solar system. And with that will come a reconnection with these family members. And they are family members. They are not someone separate from you or different from you. They are simply family members who went south for the winter and have now returned. And why is this important? It's important to keep in mind that you are connected to them. That they are not something different from you. That these energies bring information that has been lost in the cold, if you will, as the glacier ices go back, and now you can repopulate these places. And this will all make more sense to you as you begin to discover more of the artifacts on other planets, on your moon, and on Mars, and on Venus, and on Earth. As you begin to unfold some of the ancient temples, like this one in Turkey, Göbekli Tepe, those who have been uncovering it are discovering that it was not washed over. It was covered over on purpose. As we said, by those who would come back at a later date. When you leave your home to go south for the winter, you board up the windows and you put the sheets over the furniture so that the furniture is not damaged while you're away. That is what these individuals did. And so they will be returning. A return of the masters who worked with stone and masters who knew the energies of the solar system and the galaxy and could ride them like surfboarders. And you will begin to look at some of these ancient cultures that were the inheritors, if you will, of this information. So, as you find yourself moving into this place, and the pattern moves out of the chaos back into a new and higher vibrational pattern, we want you to think about the fact that this is not new. It's new to you, but it's not new. You've been here before, and it was considered at that time, and the many times that there have been in that cycle, you've been through this cycle, it is considered a golden age. A golden age. So you are moving into that golden age. And it will not be an age of what you have had in the past. So those who want to cling to the past are really wanting to hang on to the dead skin of that snake we are talking about. It is interesting that the symbol of the Tea Party is the snake with all cut up, don't tread on me snake. It's interesting to us. These motifs that find their way into your culture. Because you have a memory of these times. You have a memory. You think your memory is part of you? It is not. Your memory is a connection you have to the Akashic, which is the memory of existence. And so you can tap into that memory and know things that are beyond your years, beyond your knowledge. There have been children born on your planet who have had vast knowledge long before they could possibly know things. What are they? Who are they? What are they doing? They're tapping into this Akashic. They're tapping into past lives, to the memories, the tapestry of memory that is existence. And so that would be the theme. Tapping into the matrix of memory, which you're all doing, you're all beginning to do. And you will all find out just how much every individual is like a star, drawing in this energy and radiating it out around you. So as you see things seeming to fall into chaos, know that on the other side of all of that chaotic activity is a higher level of structure. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.